Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and today is Ireland Reads Day. Now, if you don't know what that means, we've got author Dave Rudden on the line, who is the award-winning author of Knights of the Borrowed Dark Trilogy, former actor, a teacher and an ambassador for Ireland Reads. Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. Now, this seems right up my street because I am always saying I need to make time to read a book. I have a pile there that I'm waiting to get through, and that's exactly what you're looking to do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what Ireland Reads campaign is all about. So it's just about finding that little bit of time to squeeze in a read every day. The campaign's been running for the month of February. It all kind of comes together today, basically, with tons of events in libraries across Ireland. But it's all about just finding that, like, 5 minutes at the bus stop, that, you know, 2 minutes when the kids have gone to bed, just to get in those few pages.
Once you start reading a book and you really get into it, it's hard to put it down, isn't it? It's just finding the time to start.
Absolutely. Like, it's scary looking at the huge pile of books and, like, feeling like I should be reading. But once you start, I committed to 10 pages a day for the last couple of weeks. You don't always get them with life and having a child and things like that, but, like, it actually goes pretty quickly.
The libraries, as we mentioned there, libraries across the country have events running today, so you can either discover or rediscover your local library. And this is something that I'm definitely going to do, because you mentioned there about children. I have a 5-year-old and I need to get her joining the local library, and it's very easy to do. I think you just need to bring a bill or something with you, just to show, you know, proof of address and that, in case you borrow a book and you try to bring it back 35 years later.
Like, well, some people do and everything now, so you I mean, I'm not suggesting you do that, to keep a book for 35 years. I signed my son up today as well, and all you need is proof of address. There's a form you can fill out online or in the library, and I think if you're over 18 you need photo ID, but my son is 2, so he doesn't have that.
Okay.
And they're like, that's fine.
Doesn't have his driver's license just yet.
No, he's good on the bike, but yeah. not behind the wheel of a car just yet.
I love as well, on the website irelandreads.ie, there are book recommendations there for all interests and for reading levels as well, because I know for some people, even going to buy a book, whether you're buying a book actually or going to the library to take one out, it can be overwhelming, I guess, because there's so much choice for people.
It can be overwhelming. There are people who don't feel comfortable in bookshops. There are people who maybe aren't confident of their reading. But I think the point of Ireland Reads is all reading is good reading. It doesn't matter what you read. It doesn't have to be a Booker Award winning best-selling novel. It can be, like, I'm a big fan of trashy sci-fi and comics, and just as long as you're getting some words in, that's the main thing.
Books are really cool again. They've gone viral on social media, and you're big into that, aren't you? You're a TikToker and an Instagrammer and all those cool things.
Well, I got COVID before Christmas, and I was, like, trapped in my house. I was like, well, I better join TikTok and find. It's very scary, I'm not going to lie. I've never felt older than I do when, like, logging into TikTok. But the fun thing about it is, it's all people sharing their love of books. So it's not about reviewers in newspapers or academics. It's kids talking about the things that they love and the passion they have for books. And that's really exciting. Sort of puts it back in the hands of the people, which is really good. I still don't understand it, but I approve of what it's doing.
Because you hear about these women having book clubs, and you know all they're doing is meeting up for a bottle of wine. That's the truth, isn't it? But I hate the idea. I am just not into this whole, you know, reviewing books in depth and, you know, the meaning behind. I just don't like that. I like to read a book and enjoy it. Either you like the story or you don't. I hate the analysis of it. Look, if you get time today, pop into your local library or into a bookshop and just pick up something for yourself and make a plan. I know that you can take a pledge there on the website irelandreads.ie that you'll do, you know, 10 minutes a day or half an hour a day or whatever you have, really, the time that you have, just to get back into reading.
Exactly. It's like, it's a big house full of free books. It's amazing. You can take the books. They're free. It's class. Everyone should have a library card.
Yeah. The library, by the way, not the bookshop. It's not free there.
No, yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
We need to
protect
our bookshop.
In Mountjoy.
Please do not steal. A message from Dave Rutten. That's perfect.
Fab. Look, Dave, we'll let you go there. Get back to your reading and I will chat to you soon. Thanks a mil.
Thanks so much.
See you now. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.